This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Josh Waller is one of the Israel guys, bringing you news directly from the heartland of Israel. The Israel guys are encouraging everyone to stand with Israel during one of the most challenging times in the history of the Jewish people. They are inviting you to be a part of the Israel Summit, a three-day conference in Nashville, Tennessee, May 20th through the 22nd. More details in this conference at the end of this conversation with Josh about the land of Israel. Gaza, that's Israel. Jerusalem, that's Israel. Judea and Samaria, that's Israel.
Yeah, well, even places, let's start with Jerusalem. Jerusalem is what's on the chopping block. Is there anyone that has a thought, even in the Christian world, that Jerusalem's not part of Israel? That was the capital, King David. Jerusalem, this should be in all of our hearts. It's a mandate that we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We should be, if we're not praying for the peace of Jerusalem, we're disconnected from what God is doing right now. The forces that be, the godless forces around the world that are attacking, what are they attacking? The very thing that we're supposed to have in our hearts, deep in our hearts, Jerusalem. God would restore, make Jerusalem a praise in all the earth, as the prophet Isaiah says. We have to have this in our hearts. And if not, it's like we're abstaining. You know how bad that is, that we just stand by as if we're not interested. And the very thing that God says he loves. And so today we have to press into it, right? And grab a hold. Jerusalem, of course, the Jewish people coming back is one of the greatest, most significant things of modern time. The nation of Israel being founded, places coming back like Hebron and Shiloh and Bethel, all these places, biblical, you know, Shechem, like all these places that were in the hands of the Arabs that have taken them over are now being liberated, 1967, liberated into the hands of the Jewish people. We celebrate that. We think that was a miracle, like of the times of Joshua, right? When they come back into the land and God liberates this before them. We're seeing that kind of moment right now in Israel, and this is the moment for us to understand it's significant. God's people are returning home, and they're returning to the very same home that they did when Joshua led the children of Israel through the wilderness and into the promised land. It's the same promised land today, and they're coming back as was prophesied.
Well, everybody needs to come to the Israel Summit. It's May 20th through the 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Again, go to theisraelguys.com, theisraelguys.com. You get all the information right there to sign up. I'm sure it's going to fill up really, really quickly. So please go to theisraelguys.com, theisraelguys.com. You can get a lot of great information there. What's going to happen, Joshua, after Gaza? Israel is going to defeat its enemies. We know that, both in the north and, of course, in Gaza. What will happen to Gaza? A lot of people are saying, well, let's just give it back to the Palestinian Authority. Is that a good thing?
Well, you know, we've seen that before. The godless culture will absolutely 100%, and we've already seen it through Blinken and a lot of the people in the American administration that are pressing Israel even to back out now. These terrorists that have taken and destroyed Israeli lives, you know, these are innocents, civilians they've destroyed. Them saying it's too much, this war's been over the top, according to Biden, like, all of these things, that's an atrocious thing to say to an ally that is fighting a war on terrorism. The 400 million Arabs that surround Israel are laughing and scoffing at this nation right now, and they need us to support. Gaza has to be resettled by Israel. It has to. I know people that lived in Gaza. I've been to those areas. This place has to be redeemed. It has to be brought back into the hands of Israel. It can no longer be used as a hell, right? As a place of holding. This place has to be delivered. And I'm telling you, the Gazans, if we talk about the civilians, those that are not, you know what they would want? They would want Israel to be in charge. If there's good Gazans left in that place, that God-forsaken place, Israel needs to redeem them. They need to go and save them from the wretchedness of their government that is using them as human shields and everything else you could imagine that's evil and horrible.
Join others from across the nation May 20th through the 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee. The Israel Summit will be a time of information, music, and motivation directly from those who live in the land of Israel. Find out more when you visit theisraelguys.com. Theisraelguys.com. That's the Middle East Reports. I'm John Riley.